Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Butcher's Masquerade is the fifth novel in Matt Denneman's Dungeon Crawler Carl series, a science fiction-lit RPG saga built around a deadly intergalactic game show. The book follows Carl, a former Coast Guard member, and Princess Donut, his magically enhanced cat companion, as they continue through a dungeon created for alien spectators after Earth has been transformed into entertainment infrastructure. This installment centers on the sixth floor, often framed through hunting, predation, celebrity, and spectacle. Like earlier volumes, it combines game mechanics, survival adventure, absurd comedy, and social satire. Its purpose is not only to advance the serial plot, but also to test how far the characters can adapt when the rules are designed to exploit them. The novel stands out because its jokes, combat encounters, and emotional stakes are all tied to the same system of televised violence, making the adventure both energetic and critical of the audience-driven world that surrounds it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the sixth floor turns the dungeon into a managed hunting preserve. The central setting of The Butcher's Masquerade is the sixth floor, a stage that shifts the series from enclosed dungeon survival toward a broader hunting ground structure. This change matters because the danger no longer comes only from monsters, traps, or puzzle rooms. It also comes from organized predators who treat crawlers as sport, commodity, and spectacle. The floor design reinforces one of the series' most consistent ideas: rules are never neutral when they are written by those who profit from suffering. Carl and Donut must interpret the mechanics of the floor while also recognizing that those mechanics are built to create dramatic moments for viewers. The hunting concept also changes the emotional pressure of the story. Being hunted creates a different kind of vulnerability than simply fighting through obstacles. It makes visibility dangerous, turns movement into risk management, and forces alliances to be judged by survival value. The result is a floor that feels less like a traditional fantasy dungeon and more like a brutal media ecosystem where entertainment logic shapes every tactical decision. Secondly, Carl and Princess Donut remain an effective contrast between tactics and performance. The series depends heavily on the partnership between Carl and Princess Donut, and this volume continues to use their differences as a structural advantage. Carl is generally defined by practical assessment, improvisation, and a willingness to exploit loopholes in the game system. Donut brings theatricality, emotional intensity, social awareness, and a distinct sense of status that often becomes tactically relevant in a broadcast environment. The sixth floor makes this contrast especially useful because success depends on both combat decisions and public perception. Carl can read danger and assemble plans under pressure, while Donut understands the symbolic and performative dimensions of the dungeon more instinctively. Their relationship also prevents the book from becoming a simple catalog of battles. Humor often comes from their mismatched priorities, but the emotional weight comes from the fact that they have become mutually dependent. The partnership shows that survival in this world is not only about strength or intelligence. It is about combining different forms of competence under conditions designed to isolate and manipulate contestants. Thirdly, game mechanics create tension by making every advantage conditional. As a lit RPG novel, The Butcher's Masquerade uses explicit game systems as more than decorative genre markers. Levels, classes, skills, rewards, quests, and rule announcements provide the framework through which danger is understood. The important feature is that these mechanics do not simply empower the characters. They also narrow choices, create false incentives, and encourage risky behavior because rewards are often tied to spectacle or escalation. This gives the action a procedural clarity readers can follow why a choice matters because the system defines costs and benefits. At the same time, the book keeps tension alive by showing that every advantage is temporary. A powerful item, clever build, or exploited rule can solve one problem while attracting new attention or creating later complications. This balance is central to the series' appeal. The mechanics are detailed enough to satisfy readers who enjoy role-playing game logic, but they remain embedded in character conflict. The result is a survival story where strategy is always provisional and where mastery means adapting faster than the dungeon can punish adaptation. Fourthly, the game show frame satirizes spectatorship and the sale of violence. One of the most distinctive elements of Dungeon Crawler Carl is its use of a televised intergalactic competition as the narrative frame. In The Butcher's Masquerade, that frame becomes even more pointed because the sixth floor foregrounds hunting, tourism, rankings, and events designed to manufacture drama. The crawlers are not merely prisoners in a hostile environment. They are performers whose pain is packaged for viewers, sponsors, and outside interests. This gives the book a satirical edge that separates it from more straightforward dungeon progression fiction. The story repeatedly implies that cruelty becomes easier to accept when it is mediated through entertainment systems, commentary, celebrity status, and audience metrics. Carl and Donut understand that visibility can bring resources, but it also makes them targets. That contradiction gives the satire practical force inside the plot. The book is not only saying that violent entertainment is morally compromised. It shows how a media economy can turn survival behavior into content, and then use the popularity of that content to justify further exploitation. Lastly, humor and escalation keep the series accessible despite its grim premise. The premise of the series is bleak. Earth has been repurposed into a lethal dungeon, and survivors are forced to compete for alien amusement. The Butcher's Masquerade remains readable, and often comic, because Matt Dinneman balances that darkness with absurdity. Verbal humor, strange creatures, exaggerated social dynamics, and the constant friction between catastrophic stakes and ridiculous presentation, this tonal mixture is not incidental. It is part of how the book sustains momentum across a long serial structure. If the novel treated every death and betrayal with unbroken solemnity, the result could become exhausting. If it treated everything as parody, the danger would lose force. Instead, the comedy often exposes the horror of the system by showing how casually that system turns suffering into branding, quests, rankings, and events. The escalating absurdity also mirrors the character's need to keep functioning under impossible conditions. Humor becomes a survival texture rather than a denial of danger. This is a key reason the book appeals beyond readers who are already invested in role-playing game mechanics. In conclusion, The Butcher's Masquerade is best suited for readers who already enjoy fast-moving speculative fiction, especially lit RPG, progression fantasy, survival games, and dark comedy. It is also likely to appeal to readers who want genre fiction with a satirical layer. Because the book treats the dungeon not only as an adventure space, but as a commercial entertainment machine. The practical benefit of reading it lies in its emphasis on adaptation. Carl and Donut survive by reading systems, testing assumptions, building alliances, and refusing to accept the surface meaning of rules. Intellectually, the novel offers a sharp fictional model of how spectatorship can normalize exploitation when violence is packaged as competition. Compared with many similar books, it stands out through the combination of precise game logic, emotionally durable character partnership, and an unusually comic treatment of apocalyptic circumstances. The series does not rely solely on leveling or loot to maintain interest. It uses those tools to examine power, celebrity, and performance under coercion. Readers should begin earlier in the series to understand the relationships and accumulated mechanics, but this installment is a strong example of why Dungeon Crawler Carl has become one of the most recognizable modern lit RPG series. If you would like to support Matt Dinneman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.